Bills Roundup, presented by ECMC. ECMC, the difference between healthcare and true care.
An early 14-point lead in the first half turned into a one-point deficit midway through the fourth quarter. But Mario Williams delivered two giant sacks, the second of which led to a fumble recovered by the Bills at the Miami 34. It then led to a game-winning 31-yard field goal with under a minute remaining as Buffalo won on the road in the division for the first time in a while, 23-21 over Miami.
You know, the Dolphins, they like to bring on field goal block. I just wanted to make sure, everything timing-wise was, consistent on what we've always done. We're pretty quick in Buffalo. So there wasn't really much thought process, kick it through those yellow things out there.
Obviously, we definitely needed to get the ball back in good field position. So, when I came through, I realized I had a shot on him. And I was like, there's the ball. So, I just went for the ball. Got it out, and Cal got on it. Just so you guys know, Cal meant to fall on it. He wasn't trying to pick it up, he really wasn't. He meant to fall on it, and it was actually the best thing for us because when you look at it, it allowed us to run the clock out and get us in a bad position. We could have scored, or they got the ball back, and who knows what would have happened. So it was definitely a heads-up play by him doing that.
That's Mario. Anytime you got a guy like Mario, you expect him to make plays like that. And I remember talking to him on the sideline. I said, this is your moment. Go make something happen for us. And they called a pass. And with a guy like that, you got to be wary of where he is. And he beat his guy and able to get that sack fumbled and give us an opportunity to win the football game.
I thought that defensively we had a lot of good series. We turned the ball over. And our defense stopped them. They missed a field goal. That was big. Mario played well. We got some, hits and got after him a little bit from a defensive standpoint. But, at the end of the day, we found a way to win on the road.
Mario had a sack on a second down play near midfield that was followed by a tackle for loss by Kiko Alonso to force a punt. Then on the ensuing series, Williams' sack forced a fumble that Kyle Williams recovered. The Buffalo's defense also took points off the board with Aaron Williams' interception on Buffalo's goal line. They also put points on the board as Mikel Roby returned his interception for a touchdown.
I told myself if I get some hands on some balls, soon enough, interception will start popping up. And sure enough, the big one came to me. Like I said, the coaches done was expecting, interceptions and stuff from me because in training camp and OTAs, I was accumulating interceptions. And so when I came out here today, my number was called. I went out there and executed and believed what I seen and went and got it.
As long as you're winning that turnover battle, you have a chance. If you're not winning a turnover battle, you better be really good in all the other three phases. And that's one of the things, when people look at us and we've been in close games and, we've had opportunities to win, the one thing that's kept us in has been that turnover margin.
To go on the road and, win down here and, in a tough place to play earlier in the year, it's, tight, it's muggy, and, we played a team that, has been playing well. And, to win in the division is always good, and, come down here and win one on the road and, get some steam is even better.
For the Bills, it was their first road win this season. It was also their first division win. The Bills had lost 8 straight on the road against division opponents. Their last road victory against a division opponent right here on December 19th, 2010, against the Miami Dolphins. At Sun Life Stadium, I'm Chris Brown for Bills Roundup presented by ECMC.